Ko moia wa tamanui France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Patient Voice Aotearoa is calling for financial relief for those caring for terminally or chronically ill whānau. It's kicking off its My Life Matters roadshow in Palmerston North next Monday to raise awareness of the hidden costs of illness. Spokesperson Malcolm Mulholland says getting a diagnosis of stage 4 cancer is to become aware your time on earth is limited.
But then to be confronted with an unfunded medicine that potentially will give you substantially more time, and then having to think about how you're going to pay for that, you kind of go to yourself, well, I don't want to bankrupt my own whānau, so what am I to do? Am I to live or am I to die?
National says it will increase funding with money it collects by reintroducing prescription fees, while Labor says it has already given it more money in the budget. But Mr. Mulholland says the drug buying agency's budget needs more than double to keep up the comparable countries. Youth Advocates says government needs to act to ensure the human rights of children and young people in care are upheld. Tupua Ulrich from Voice Whakarongo Mai says New Zealand has signed up to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and then repeatedly breached those rights. His own experiences in care showed him how behaviour could turn criminal because of poor treatment and lack of support.
Rather than address the underlying needs, the trauma, the separation from whānau, the isolation, we just lock them up and say, oh, that'll be all right, and, you know, by the time they're 17, they'll be fine. As long as we raise children in prison-like environments, we should not be sitting back and expecting them to turn out fine and contributing members of society.
Voice Aotearoa will hold a national summit of young care leaders in Wellington as part of its You Promise Now Deliver campaign before delivering a petition to Parliament. Miramura co-founder Ata Te Kanawa says Māori designers are learning how to balance fashion with cultural responsibility. New Zealand Fashion Week kicked off this morning with a runway show from Kitty Nathan, with the Miramura showcase on Thursday afternoon. Miss Te Kanawa, who started the annual fashion competition for Māori and Indigenous fashion designers in 2009, says Māori motives and forms can be culturally significant.
So it is a little bit of a challenge for our Māori designers to try and not mass produce so that you still have appeal, but then do it with integrity. It's kind of not as easy as it would look or appear.
And that's your Wātea English News.